of the day。
雅思托福 GRE， 你想到的问题告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是米歇尔。米歇尔
Hello, this is Question of the Day, so this is Emma. I am going to be the bridesmaid very soon, actually.
For whose bridesmaid?
I am going to be a bridesmaid.
Of whom?
Of a friend.
Of a friend. Your friend is getting married.
Actually, this is the fourth time to be the bridesmaid.
Has she?
Not for the same person.
I mean, I know. I mean, I've heard sayings, but I'm afraid I just, you know, it's really not a good time to break this news for you. But I mean, you actually got invited or you just went there spontaneously and put on the dress?
I got invited.
Oh, that's much better.
That's much better. But I think you're right. I'm thinking people in my age, I think it's like, you know, younger than 30s, but they're so hurry.
Older than 20s.
Older than 20s, younger than 30s, the girls, you know, they're in a hurry to get married. I just don't understand.
Yeah, part of them.
Part of them.
Mm.
急什么呢是不是
Don't know,
but they just got married. So we have all kind of the marriages. I attended at least three weddings, I mean, as the bridesmaid. So for these three ones, some of them, the reception was held in the lawn. One of them was held in the lawn, and one of them is held in a hotel. Another of them is like on the beach.You know, it's quite, you know, luxury to have the wedding on the beach and in the lawn.
It is. That's why half of the marriage break up, because of the wedding.
Expense, right?
Yeah.
I can understand. And before the marriage, actually, the people need to do a lot of things.
Preparations.
Wow, that's exhausting. Really exhausting.Pretty much, because I helped one bride to prepare, and I quit half the way.
You quit? You still get to be the bridesmaid?
Yeah.
Did she know that you quit?
Yeah, but she understood, you know, I just couldn't have that huge workload.
I understand.
It's so troublesome.
I totally understand, because I just made it clear with my parents that I'm not going to have a wedding, no matter what you say, I'm not going to have a wedding. But it turns out that, and very surprisingly, I found out that they are not against not having a wedding. I mean, I thought they might be, well, we might broke into an argument and about, you know, they wanted to have a wedding and I don't, but it turns out that they...are very open about this. I mean, they might not be open about a lot of other things, but they're quite open about this.
Wow. Okay, so now let's release the topic today. 今天我们要谈的雅思口语考试的话题是 Describe a wedding you have attended. 描述一个你曾经参加过的婚礼。好像我们曾经参加过很多很多。
Well, because typically, wedding just scares me.
But I know, but there are some important parts for a wedding you need to prepare. I mean, traditionally speaking,就对于传统的人们来说，这些步骤你一定要去做的，就好像经历了这些仪式的 ceremony,然后你的这样的一个婚姻才被承认。但是对越来越多的新兴人类来说，尤其是像 Michelle 这样的Vanguard new people. 所以对这样的人来说，这些东西其实是不重要的。所以我觉得，好，我就自己一个人自说自话吧。For the process of the ceremony. So I think first of all, we need to have this opening remarks. Things like this, the opening remarks. Usually, opening remarks was like, who's the one to say the opening remarks? Usually, I think it is.
I think it's the host that hired by the family or by the couple, you know, the one that knows nothing about the couple and the family, that one. Yeah. Addresses to everybody.
So I know them, you know, they've been together for probably 10 years and they were
the host actually that they don't know.
Probably they can get some
background information and they pretend that they're close with the family. That's one thing that freaks me out.But just
exactly, and sometimes you have that ridiculous host speak with a strong accent.
Yes, and also just
they're trying to be cheerful, you know.
They're trying so hard. They're just trying too hard. I mean, you don't know me, and now you're blessing me. Like, we're old friends for 10 years. It just makes me feel uncomfortable. I'd rather have no host. I would rather have a friend of a host or no host at all. Because, I mean, I know that you must have said all those stuff that you already said to hundreds or millions of people.
It's like, you know, the sample. You just need to change the names.
Yeah.
就像考试的时候，然后这些字词其实换个模板就可以，不是换模板，换个名字就可以了。
Even
easier than cat. 在这样一个艳阳高照，然后。
Yeah, and then actually it's raining. It's raining. And all of a sudden the roof just collapsed because of the rain. Cannot hold it anymore.
Probably it's at night sometimes.
Yeah, at night. So that's, and then I guess after, I don't really know the routine because I never pay attention to it. I spend most of my time at most weddings chatting to the other person next to me. That could be another stranger, but not after, you know, I'm so chatty and not after the entire ceremony. We became acquaintance. Next is the father holding the girl's hand and give his daughter out.
Yeah, and at this
moment, away.
Yeah, it's time to cry. They even set the time.
Yeah, to cry. And if you don't, they will slap you on the face. Just go ahead and cry.
So this is the funny part. Uh-huh. So we just can't have our weddings.
Normal one. Yeah, so first, a stranger. First is a stranger. Second, cry. Yeah. And third, cry more. Because the host will ask you to call the parents of your spouse mother and father.
So now it's your parents' time to be sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, you know, your man, can I say, so you're a man now? Your man's holding your hand,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to exchange rings
mm-hmm.
at this
mm-hmm.
time, right?
Yeah.
So it happened to be this really expensive rings, probably rented from some companies. Wow, how miserable life we're describing.
I love those lives that could be turned into novels and films and TV shows. So yeah, you could probably rent the ring. Yeah, and then give it to your bride and your groom. And then after the exchange of the rings, and then...
So now, the next part, is it the parts like the exchange the marriage vows before the exchange rings part or after that?
I mean, if you're talking about the Western wedding, it's before. The vow is before the exchanging of the ring. But I don't know. No, Chinese people are mixing the Chinese style with the Western style, and they didn't carry out every details because they mixed them together. So there's most of the weddings that I attended, there's no vow time. People don't vow. They just go directly from exchange the ring to eat. Buffet. Everybody just eat and drink.
That is the main purpose of the ceremony for people to attend.
So
they actually gave the money.
You know, they gave the envelope, but it turns out, but actually they're just buying themselves a supper or a lunch. If you really think about it, they're only paying for their food. That makes it so funny.
And I would like to talk about the marriage vow because there is the one, the classic one from, you know, the Hollywood movie. It always goes like this. So, from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love, to cherish, till death do part. So this is the, you know, the classic one. But once I watched an island movie, and it was a new one, it touched me a lot. The bride says something like this. So, my husband, may you never cheat, steal, and lie. But if you must steal, please.
Steal my heart.
Yeah, you steal my heart. So you steal my sorrow. So if you must lie with me every night. The rest of my life. I think it's so sweet. It's different, actually. Finally, we got a different version because for so many years, you know, hundreds of years, it's also the same thing.
Oh, I love that.
So can you figure out the second part? If you must cheat, please cheat death. Because I want to live with you forever.
That is so sweet. I know.
The movie's name is Leap Year. Actually,
I've watched that. And I cannot remember anything. Yeah, because I like Amy Adams.
Oh, Amy Adams. Mm. Oh, you like the
Amy Adams.
Okay, so that is the actress.
I like her. After watching a lot of films of hers, I finally grew fond of her, but not at first. not at first. She's just not my type. But then, yeah, the leap year. It's what I was just about to ask you, you know, right after you said it's in a movie about Ireland. Because Ireland,
that was the only movie I watched about Ireland, actually, and their tradition about leap year.
Yeah, that's
and the girl proposed to the man. That's something, it sounds ridiculous, you know, at the first time, but then when you think of it, it could be something new. So, yeah, if a girl likes a boy, why not just go for it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, because I think, you know, it's Ireland, I think it's just a great place to make films. Yeah.
You mean the landscapes and the villages?
The landscapes. Ireland is ranked as the most beautiful, I guess, country for tourism.
Really?
I've never heard
about that.
But there are different rankings based on different statistics and different factors, but there is one ranking. You can't deny that Ireland is beautiful.
Mm.
Ireland is breathtaking. Although Ireland rains a lot, but it's beautiful. Me, because I grew up in Beijing, so I would prefer sunny weathers because that's what happens to me every day when I was little. But I was talking to one of my Irish colleague, and he says that the sunny weather makes him depressed, just like the rainy weather makes me depressed.
Wow.
And we just...
Really? It's something interesting. I've never heard about this, because I think people in London usually have this depressed emotion, because I think it's because of the rainy and foggy days. Mm-hmm. But turns out someone just got used to that and they hate the sunny days.
And then after our discussion, actually after our conversation, our consensus was that it probably depend on where you grew up. I mean, if you had the most fun in rainy weather, it's probably raining the sunny days.
You could put the memories.
Uh-huh.
But I was growing up in rainy seasons. I mean, because
but you didn't have a lot of fun memories.
No. I hate all this rains because that means the muddy land, the path.
That's the thing.
The dirty place. I really hate that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's humid in the classroom and everywhere. So I just felt cold and, you know.
So I guess that could also be an independent personal thing.
Exactly. Mm.
But I still love sunny weathers. So that's about Ireland.
The place to get married, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think, also here's the thing. I think there's also the tradition for people throw the flowers, the bouquet, and who's the first one to get it, who's going to marry really soon, right?
Yeah. And also sometimes it's the one who really don't want to catch the bouquet, who caught the bouquet.
This is something from the movie.
Yeah. But I don't know if I want to. There's some other thing, I mean, relevant in China. It's like you just throw away the ball, and whoever it closest to, you know, you're very likely to get married really soon.
Mm. And, you know, in Mexico, there's another tradition.
Mm-hmm.
It's like before the wedding ceremony, so the bride writes a friend's name in her shoes. You know this, in her shoes. After the wedding, the bride is taking off her shoes and have a look inside, the whose name disappears. So this name disappears, will get buried really soon, like get blessed.
What about two or three names disappeared?
So they will get married
soon. It's
very
like, I mean, if you wrote the name on your, you know, heels, it's very like...
No, inside.
Yeah, inside, that's what, because your heel, it's a... If you wrote that on the palm, then it's very likely to be erased.
Sometimes, you know, probably your back or the side, the name, because it depends on the shape of your feet.
Or it depends on the quality of the pen that you wrote
with.
Then all of a sudden everybody's name disappeared and your feet
probably
is black.
Probably because
you're sweaty. Yeah, sweaty feet. And it's black. It's stinky and black. It's just like pulling out of a charcoal. Just burned. It's just, this is way over the line we're talking about. We're just
going back
to our original topic.
Okay, so we were talking about the wedding ceremony we've attended. So is there anyone you attended that impressed you most? For me, it was the one held, you know, in the lawn.
Mm.
That was the first one. It's like, I think it's pretty Western style. With a lot of wine and champagne, stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I think more and more young people now would like to have their wedding on lawns, in gardens, I mean, or in park. Well, the wedding that I attended recently was my friend Lydia's. She moved to Canada 10 years ago, but we've been friends, close friends for a decade. I remember 2 years ago when I was visiting her in Canada, we were lying on her bed and talking about the guys that we met during these years. And we argued about who's going to get married first. She was so sure that it was me, and I was kind of sure as well because I've been going out with my boyfriend for years and we're talking about settling down. And she didn't really have anyone back then. But all of a sudden, 6 months ago, I got a phone call from her and she's saying
she's getting married.
She's getting married.
So this is usually how movie's plot goes on. Okay.
I was so shocked because I didn't really even know that there is a guy and she's getting married. She didn't say anything about her boyfriend because they've been together for like a month and then they decided to get married. They rushed into the marriage. And, you know, I didn't really know the guy, so she said that they grew up together when they were little. They live in the same neighborhood, they grew up together, but until recently, their friendship developed into something more than friendship. So that's how they did, and they feel right for each other, and they decided to get married. The wedding is in 3 months, and of course I was invited to her wedding, and the wedding is on the lawn of a park. They got married in China. They didn't get married in Canada because they want to.
So is the man Chinese?
Yeah. Yeah, they grew up together in the same neighborhood in China.
Oh.
And so on the wedding, they didn't really hire a host because just like what I said, they don't think the hosts know them better. They are the only person know them better than they do. Actually, before they are thinking about asking a friend to host the wedding
but
ceremony.
But it turned out they host the wedding themselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, because it's really hard to decide which friend to pick because, you know, if you pick me, then other friends would feel bad. So they decided to host the wedding themselves. The wedding is on the lawn, but all the other stuff were white. The white chair cover, the tiny little wedding gift
laces.
And the laces, all white and the wedding dress. There were
teddy
wet
bears.
The tables. During the lunchtime when the guests were enjoying the buffet, the couple just sang several songs for the guests' entertainment because they decided not to hire a band. You know, first of all, hiring a band is expensive. And second of all, they're great singers. So why not just share their beautiful voice with people they know, they cared about, they loved. I guess they are pretty exhausted after the wedding because of the singing, the hosting, the wedding cake cutting, and all the toasting they have to make. But as a guest, I did enjoy it.
I think this is a special wedding. Mm-hmm. I've never seen something like this before.
No.
Wow.
You know, it must be special since I
made that
up.
For young people, there's one thing incredible is you can choose your way to get married.
Have it your way.
I really hate, you know, this kind of, you know, the hotel wedding. I mean, you were there and it's like you, I know your face. I know what you're going to say.
You know what I, you just go ahead.
Yeah, it's like the room full of people you've never met from your mother's side, your father's side, your extended family, and you have to cheer with a drink with them, a button up. Sometimes they ask you and your husband, and then, you know, you have to say something. You really don't know what it means.
You have to say something like it's not from the bottom of your heart because, you know, I think vows are very private. So if you have to say that in front of everybody, it turns into something else. You cannot share everything that you wanted to say with the crowd. That's why I think it doesn't have any point in it.
But actually, why people have this, you know, the marriage vow in public or the ceremony. So I guess there is a reason. If you experience the whole thing, it's like in your heart, deep in your heart, you know, in public.
That's pathetic.
You know, you're admitted or you have to take responsibility for the marriage and you have to take it seriously because you actually show everything in public.
Uh-huh.
It's like you're authorized.
Yeah, well, if you really is that way, I think that's pathetic because, you know, it's like, you know, if your marriage is not a secret, then you have to take the responsibility. But, you know, if you know, you guys get married secretly, no one else really see you. And it's like you can cheat or do whatever unfaithful things in a marriage. This doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you want to marry that guy, I mean, it should be from the bottom of your heart, not because of whether people thought it or not.
But this is how this community works.
Yeah, that is the thing for a lot of people.
You let other people know. Mm. Otherwise, yeah. If they don't know, you get married, they probably want to introduce your new boyfriend and girlfriend and ruin your relationship.
Yeah, but yeah, that could be true, you know, since there are so many gossip around, and gossip has a way of ruining your life.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why a lot of girls, they're rushing into the marriage because of the gossip. Because their neighborhoods, you know, the neighbors around, like, gossiping all the time about, you know, she's being alone.
I guess this brings up the question of who are you living for?
Who are you living
for? Are you in charge of your own life, or are you just only a replica of
Michelle,
someone else?
Do you realize every time we lead the topic back
I got to so aggressive.
Spiritual.
Yeah. I got so aggressive. I mean, seriously, I mean, I don't want to be a replica of anyone else, even though I carry the genetic resemblance of my parents, but I'm not them. I'm raised differently. I grew up in a different environment. I have my independent critical thinking. Then, well, like, I can't just be a replica. So, guys, I'm getting
don't
aggressive.
Don't be a replica. So this is the spiritual motto for today.
Yeah. So actually, think about the wedding that you attended, or just imagine a wedding that you attended, because you have to have something to say to talk to your examiner during the test. Good luck with that, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
The other people watching me, and we're all people watching the other people watching we, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're all as lonely as we wanted to be, just as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me. It's only true. Nobody never told me not to do. So I'll keep people watching me now, finding my way back to you. But we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're all as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just as lonely as I wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me. It's only true. So many feet going so many ways. People passing by, they got nothing to say. On our own, just watching them. Nobody told me what to do. I can't stop. Other people watching me, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're not so lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just as lonely as I wanted to be. Not so lonely, 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 lonely. Thank you. loungers, people watching the other people watching me. And we're all people watching the other people watching we.
下一期大学生英语在线将继续为您带来雅思口语部分的内容。
接下来您将听到的是私房拷贝。Coming up next is home video. 下面请听中国梦主题新创作歌曲展播歌曲，姚贝娜演唱的《天耀中华》。
我是多么的幸运，享受在你的怀里，我的血脉流淌着你的生气和美丽，那仁慈的情谊，那温暖的回忆，你对我的恩泽感动天和地，从来不曾放弃你，因为希望埋在心底，追寻自己